I've always loved astronomy. I kept a telescope that I had since I was a child. I remember tracking the motion of the stars to the horizon when I was six with my sister when she took a high school astronomy class. I've witnessed two comets. I've even had a star pass the base of the constellation Cygnus named after me. I've studied black holes, tried to learn more about astrophysics, the whole nine yards. And I have noted that there are studies and possibly plans for NASA, after setting up the space station, that they might be planning a colony on the moon for inhabitants as a part of a test and a study, which would also entail the long-term effects of the change of gravitational force on the human body. And I heard this, that there might be plans for this living on the moon within the next 20 or 30 years. And I thought, my God, I am meant for this. I would be perfect for this. But then I thought, what would I do there? Why would they want me there? And I am a journalist. I have written all my life, and I'm a designer, and my job would be to catalog what is going on at the colony and to distribute news to the colony about what is going on the moon and maybe, if I'm lucky, also even about what is going on Earth. And I like this plan. It would seem fitting. Give me occasional feeds through occasional transmissions of information for me to pass on to the colony, and I would be cataloging historically what is happening here for people on Earth to learn from. This sounds like the perfect thing for me. And then I thought, wow, I could disseminate all information to this colony of people on the moon. I would be their only link to news. I could tell them anything. Just think for a moment about this one. I could tell them anything, and they wouldn't be able to use another source to prove me wrong. I could tell them I sang the national anthem to the president. No, really, I don't have that bad of a voice. But because we were leaving to live on the moon, and we were there, and I would tell them this, and that I sang, and these people would believe me. But I don't know if it's a good idea to have a restrained audience. I mean, people who had to listen to me. And then I started thinking, would I be able to bring my pet cat with me? Because all I can think of is that my cat would be taking leaps, and there would be 15-foot jumps, 10 feet in the air, you know, and they probably wouldn't let me bring a pet on the moon after all. It's still fun, though, to think about it, the gravitational pull on a cat, but... Do you remember at the planetarium, when you would go, how they would have scales for different planets so that you could see how much you would weigh there because of different gravitational pulls? And all the women liked weighing themselves on the moon because the moon, having 1/6 the pull of Earth, they look at the scale and say, I weigh 36 pounds, or what have you. But then I suddenly started to think, I love the idea of seeing the stars from an entirely different angle. I wonder how they would accommodate us for days that are actually 28 Earth days long on the moon. I mean, can you imagine seeing the Earth in the sky out there the way we look at the moon now? Can you imagine this? You'd be there, unable to make any connection with people on Earth at all. And would that be hard? The one thing I realized I'd miss so much about leaving Earth for years would not be the traffic or having to go to the grocery store or the restaurant, but missing love. For the first time, you'd be separated from your family. Would my husband go there with me, or would I have to live without the one person that meant the entire Earth to me? Would I have to learn to live without love?